Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, the Gadgets 360 podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about the Xiaomi Mi Notebook. Now, to be clear about a couple of things, the Mi Notebook series has two main, I think, divisions, if I should call it that. There's the Mi Notebook 14, which has three variants, and then there is a Mi Notebook 14 Horizon Edition with two more variants. Now, the variant we received for review is the Mi Notebook 14 Horizon Edition, the Core i7 processor variant, because that's like the highest end that Xiaomi has out there in the market, and that's the one they sent to us for review. So, the Mi Notebook 14, the pricing currently starts at 41,999, but remember that this is an introductory price. That means that this can change after 16th of July, according to Xiaomi. We don't yet know if they are going to increase it or by how much they will increase it. And all of those things we'll only find out in the future. For now, what we know is that the variant that we have for review, the Horizon Edition, the price for that is not going to change. That is likely to remain the same. So they have launched two variants of the Horizon Edition at 54,999 and 59,999 respectively. And the one we have is obviously, like I said, the 60,000 rupee variant of this one. To talk about this laptop, we have our reviews editor, Jamshed Awari, here with us.
Hi.
Hello there, Jamshed. Hope you're doing fine this lockdown.
Yeah, all good.
Okay. And I'm your host, Pranay Parab. So in this episode, we are mostly going to be focusing on the Horizon Edition variant because that's the one we have for review. But Jamshed, do you want to share any thoughts on this lineup in general since it's been a few days since the launch happened?
Yeah, so the naming is quite confusing. There are two distinct product lines and they are quite different. The Mi Notebook 14 and the Mi Notebook 14 Horizon Edition. It's not like there's just a couple of minor differences that warrant calling this a special edition version of the same product because it is a different product. If you look at the website, you can see pictures of them and you can see that the bodies are also physically quite different. So it's worth noting that when we're talking, I will be clear about what is specific to the Horizon Edition. And even within the Horizon Edition, that there are two options, as you said. But the differences between them are not quite as simple as just a simple step up and down in terms of specifications either. So that's something that we have to discuss.
True that. So I think I am not particularly happy with this introductory pricing thing that they've done. I mean, while it's completely fair that, you know, people should get these products at a lower price, after July 16th only we'll be able to talk about proper value for money for the base variant. Hopefully we get the Mi Notebook 14 lineup also for review at some point in the future.
Yes.
But at this point, anyone who has it for review or is going to review it will be reviewing it based on a price that is not going to reflect its final price, which is a bit of a difficult position to be in. But anyway, we don't have that product, so not much we can say about that. The Horizon Edition is the one to talk about. So interestingly, the first thing that I noticed about this is that there is no webcam integrated, at least. So you want to talk about that situation and what forced them into this corner that they've painted themselves into?
It wasn't really forced into a corner. They chose voluntarily to go down this road. Now, overall, with the styling of the Mi Notebook and Mi Notebook Horizon Edition lines, what you see is that Xiaomi has tried to go high-end and they've tried to go very minimalist. So one of the things you see on very high-end laptops these days is extremely narrow screen borders. So what they say is like you get a 14-inch screen in the footprint of a 13-inch laptop. And that's just by reducing all the space around the screen that you would have on slightly older notebooks. And this is something that you see on very expensive models. So obviously, Xiaomi wanted to put this into its relatively lower priced offerings. And it hoped to attract a bit of attention in exactly the same way that you see design changes trickling down in the smartphone market from flagships to low-end budget brand offerings. Mm. So Xiaomi says that it started working on these products over a year ago. And at the time, its market research indicated that people don't particularly care for webcams. Like, they'd rather have the style than a relatively low-quality built-in webcam. And so that's the direction the company went down. Now, we've seen other companies do things like putting the webcam on the bottom or putting it on the keyboard deck. And in those cases, it's virtually useless. Like, you just get, really great pictures of the insides of your nostrils when you're trying to chat with somebody. So if you're going to go external anyway, Xiaomi said, you know, why even bother? And I think that's a reasonable choice to make in terms of costing. But when it came time to launch these products, because of the whole lockdown situation and a lot of people working from home, demand for video conferencing has spiked. And that's for work, that's for remote learning, that's for just, you know, people keeping in touch with friends and family. So what the company has done is bundled a USB webcam in the box with all five versions of the Mi Notebook and the Horizon Edition. So you get what is essentially a reasonable quality webcam. It's rather bulky, and you can see a picture of it on the website and at Gadgets 360 and in our unboxing video, which we've already published. It just sits on the top lip of the laptop's lid. There's no clip, there's no clamp. It stays in place reasonably well if you're not moving the lid back and forth very much. The obvious downside is that you have to remember to carry it around with you everywhere, and you might leave it somewhere or you might forget it, but at least you get it free, which I think is a decent compromise.
Yeah, for now. It obviously would have been better to have it integrated, and like you said, that those innovative solutions that we've seen, such as having the webcam and the keyboard, I mean, as it is, people don't know how to position the camera when it's right on top of the screen. So when it's on the keyboard, I can only imagine what kind of weird angle we'll be seeing people's faces from. So
yeah, and you don't even get adjustment in that case.
Yeah, you have to physically move the laptop up.
So I mean, think of it in the same way that we've seen smartphone design change. Like, a lot of people, you know, happily put up with notches a little while ago, and a lot of people now put up with holes or drops in the top of their screens. And Xiaomi has seen this. You know, people do gravitate towards that high-end design, even if there is a usability compromise. Mm. So it's not surprising, really.
Yeah, true that. So I don't have too many complaints about the webcam. They're giving it for free, and anyway, right now most people are going to be stuck at home, so the chances of forgetting it anywhere are also minimal, unless people lose it in their house somewhere, which is going to be just unfortunate.
Yeah.
But once normal life resumes and people need these cameras still, and they have to carry it around everywhere, then it may be a problem. Having any kind of dongle attached to your laptop is not a very comfortable experience, as any Apple user will tell you.
So again, you have to look at the prices of these laptops. I mean, you're getting sort of the initial look and feel and the impression of something like a Dell XPS 13, which costs maybe 50% more.
Yeah. So if you look at that way, then obviously it seems like great value. Okay, so now let's talk about the other aspects of the laptop. Now, we haven't spoken about laptops on this podcast in a really long time. So Jamshed, I'm going to like allow you to pick maybe some features that you like or dislike about this that you want to talk about first. The webcam was the most obvious thing that people should know about, so I picked that. But after this, it's totally up to you.
Yeah. So you have the size and weight, first of all. Like we said, it's essentially a 14-inch laptop, which is the size of most previous generation 13-inch laptops. It's relatively slim. It's within ultrabook territory, and it weighs under 1.5 kilos, which is great. The body is all metal, which is also quite surprising. And one thing that I like in particular is the fact that the lid is completely blank. There's no brand logo, there's no design, there's no pattern. It's very, very minimalist. And if you're somebody who thinks that the Xiaomi brand is not really worth showing off, then that's something that will help you. Because we've seen a bunch of really affordable laptops in the past with really cheap looking stenciled or printed logos on the lids. And that's something that really does stand out. And this is something that you won't feel too bad about being seen with anywhere. So definitely like that. The keyboard is fairly well laid out. You've got a arrow key cluster, which is unfortunately cramped, but pretty much every brand is doing that. The trackpad also is fairly decent. You've got a large 14-inch full HD screen with an anti-glare coating. And now that's something that's not very common but it helps a lot for productivity. It helps a lot, especially if you have overhead lighting, or, you know, if you've ever struggled with tilting your laptop screen backwards and forwards just to make sure that there's no reflections on the screen. Now, a lot of people will say that this isn't great for movies and games. And one of the reasons that the industry moved towards glossy screens was because they make colors pop and they look very good, especially in a showroom. But that's something that you circumvent when you sell online primarily. And I think it's something that makes usability just that little bit better. It's just a little quality of life situation that a lot of people, I think, will appreciate. You might not think that it's great, but you'll appreciate it more once you're using it.
Yeah, I agree on that.
If you want to talk about more little quirks, one thing that I want to get back to is the differences between the higher priced and the lower priced variants, which are 59999 and 54999. So for the higher priced one, you get a Core i7 processor. For the lower one, it's a Core i5, but both of these are from Intel's 10th generation Comet Lake family, which is pretty current. So that's one thing that Xiaomi also has as an advantage, because a lot of other laptops in the market are currently still using the 8th gen. And if you think that's very old, then just remember that Intel skipped a 9th gen for this product segment. So it's not that old, but it does seem like something that really gives Xiaomi an advantage when you're comparing spec sheets. So the second difference between the two variants, and again, we're talking only about the Horizon Edition variants here, not the lower priced three. The other difference is that while you get 512 GB of SSD storage on both, the lower priced one has a SATA SSD and the higher priced one has a PCIe NVMe SSD. And basically the difference is speed. You'll get a much, much quicker, snappier experience with the higher end NVMe SSD. And the third and final point of distinction between them is that the higher priced version has a Type-C USB port, while the lower priced one doesn't. So that's a little odd. It's extremely frustrating and unsatisfying if you consider that the number of devices out there nowadays, like portable SSDs and everything else, is moving to Type-C USB. So that's definitely frustrating. But if you do think that this is a feature worth having and worth spending more on the higher end variant for, also keep in mind that this is a pure data driven USB port and it works at USB 3.1 Gen 1 speed, which is 5 Gbps. And you do not get video output, which is part of you do not get display port over USB, which is part of the specification, and you also do not get charging. So you cannot charge the laptop through the USB port, although of course you can charge external devices and you can plug in devices such as a hard drive that need power, and they will get it from the laptop through the USB port, but you can't charge the laptop using a USB Type-C adapter.
So the USB Type-C port being there itself, in my opinion, right now is a plus for people. Would have liked to see that DisplayPort video output and charging, sure. But then again, I mean, if you see the laptops that use those features, I can only think of, the MacBook Pro, I think, which uses that. And I think that is 1 lakh plus. So not going to complain too much about that. It's totally fine. I'm just a bit baffled by the decision not to ship it in the Horizon Edition, the lower variant, the 55,000 rupee variant, which just makes no sense, because, you know, if you want to create a differentiation between those two lines, and then within those like various lines again, each product is going to have like ports also different, that creates a lot of confusion in people's minds, which is something that I think they could have avoided. But other than that, I don't have much to complain about on this front.
So Type-C is actually becoming more and more common on laptops at all price levels, even in the budget segment. And it's the kind of thing that manufacturers are now offering because they want to be future ready. So people are looking for that, again, for the same reason. Because, you know, consider that your laptop is going to be with you for a minimum of 3 years, more like 5 or 6 years for a lot of people. So that's something that would have been good. But also do keep in mind that the price difference between the two variants is only 5,000 rupees. So for that, you get a CPU upgrade, you get a SSD speed upgrade, and the Type-C port. So I do see where the company needed to shave every last little bit of money. But I think that we could have been happier with a larger price difference and more clear delineation between the models.
Yeah, true that. I mean, I am actually leaning towards not shipping that 55,000 rupee variant at all. Horizon Edition should probably have had just one variant with i7. I mean, what difference...
Which would have made the edition name make a little more sense as well. But, you know, usually these things just serve to make the more expensive ones look more attractive. Companies very rarely have any intention of selling their lowest priced variants. They exist purely to drive sales of the higher ones.
Yeah, so if you look at it that way, it does make sense. Now, I'm also going to be leaning on your expertise on laptop chipsets because I have absolutely no idea what this Core i7 Comet Lake 10th generation processor means. I'm a little bit like in tune with the desktop PC market, but I have absolutely zero idea about what I should derive from this name. Is it a good CPU? Will people be happy? Can people expect gaming from that MX350 GPU that they are shipping on the Horizon Edition that you have?
Okay, so very long story short, because of Intel's internal struggles, they have two competing product lines right now, which is which are being branded within the 10th generation family, and they're being sold as 10th generation Core i3, i5, and i7. So consumers who are very particular about this sort of thing should do a little research. Now, Comet Lake is just the name for the more mainstream variety of CPUs that are out there right now. And these are being sold in much higher volume. They're much more common. This is, you could look at it as the default. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. And it is, in fact, very modern. On the other hand, we have the Ice Lake family, which uses a newer architecture. But performance-wise, you're not going to see much of a difference because of the overall factors that go into determining clock speeds and various factors like that. What you do get with the newer ones is a little bit of optimization for workloads that lean heavily on AI. For example, audio and video upscaling and processing and resizing, things like that. You will typically find the Ice Lake models in extremely thin and light and extremely expensive laptop models. And Comet Lake is, like I said, mainstream for everyone. So interestingly, we have this GeForce MX350 GPU as well. Now, a lot of thin and light laptops just lean on the integrated graphics capabilities of an Intel or AMD laptop CPU. But in order to deliver just a little bit of an edge in terms of graphics processing power, Xiaomi has gone with this very basic NVIDIA GPU. Now, you can look at the word GeForce and think, okay, gaming. But that's not quite true. This is not the GeForce GTX or RTX line. This is the GeForce MX line, which is extremely basic. And it will serve for a little bit of basic gaming. And I can tell you, based on our review, that we've been able to run a few somewhat older games at medium to low settings, and you've got a reasonable experience, though still not great. But you can look at it more in terms of suitability for things like heavy photo editing or light video editing or just basic productivity that gets a little sped up and a little snappier because of this discrete NVIDIA GPU. So don't just think that GPU means gaming. There's a range of capabilities, and this is at the very low end of that range.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually good to know, because I think Xiaomi itself created this confusion during the launch event. They were trying to say that you can also do gaming on this laptop, and you know, the way they promoted it, I think it sent out a slightly wrong message out there, as opposed to what the capability of this GPU is in terms of what you can do. So
yeah, so there are some low impact games, like a lot of esports titles you'll find are extremely well optimized. Like I said, a bunch of older games will also run, but just do not expect the best possible experience. Don't expect the highest resolution. Don't expect all the effects and settings to be able to be turned up. But you know what? In a pinch, it'll do. You'll be entertained, at least.
Okay. I also wanted to know about the battery life on this, since that's going to be a major factor for a lot of people.
So battery life is actually not too bad. Xiaomi also promises that there's quick charging, that you'll be able to get a reasonable amount of power in about half an hour's worth of charging. But in our use, we've noticed that we can roughly get through a full workday, and by that I mean 8 to 10 hours of casual use, web surfing, YouTube, a bit of music streaming, a bit of very casual photo and video touching up. And that should last you 8-ish hours. Maybe if you're very careful, you'll be able to stretch that to 10 hours. Of course, all of this is very variable. It will depend on your screen brightness. It will depend on how much Wi-Fi you are using, things like that.
Yeah, so that seems like a reasonable number. I mean, usually I am used to seeing laptops in the sub 50,000 price range, especially that lasts about 4 to 5, 6 hours max. So anything beyond that is, a positive.
Yeah. So with battery life, it's always a trade-off. Mm-hmm. You know, you can use it sparingly and it will last. And I think for basic office productivity, you're looking at that 8 to 10 hour level.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's talk about software for a bit. A lot of people, you know, when you hear Xiaomi and software in the same sentence, a lot of people are terrorized by the advertising that you've seen on their smartphones. How's the experience on their laptop range now? Are there any alterations they've made to the software to make it like more like MIUI as opposed to stock Windows, as some people have been calling it?
No, nothing of the sort. Windows modification is not very common these days. I mean, it used to be back in the 90s. But I'm aging myself if I talk about that. No, what you get is Windows 10, and it's basically the same as you'd find on any other laptop. There is some preloaded software. You have the Xiaomi warranty and support tools, and you have two little utilities, one of which is called Blaze Unlock. And this is interesting because what it does is uses your laptop's Bluetooth to detect when a compatible Mi Band is in proximity. So what that means is if you wear a Mi Band all the time, then the laptop will just unlock itself and log you into Windows automatically when you walk up close to it, and it will again lock itself when you leave. So that could be convenient and it could be used for security. We don't have a Mi Band, so unfortunately, in these lockdown conditions, it's difficult to get one and test this. The second interesting bit of software is called Mi Smart Share, and that basically tries to be what Apple's AirDrop is. And you'll find this on available for Android phones as well. So you can quickly share files, photos, snippets on your clipboard between other devices that have Mi Smart Share installed on it. So again, if you wanted to very quickly send something to yourself from your phone to your desktop, that's what that's for.
Yeah, that sounds like a nifty feature. I mean, as somebody who uses AirDrop on a daily basis, it is very, very, very useful. So to have that. Have they said anything about compatibility with other Android phones, or is it only Xiaomi right now?
It should be generally available, but that's something that we will check.
Yeah, okay, cool. So from my end, at least, I think we've covered most of the major points. Is there anything else that you want to add based on your usage of this laptop? Are we in the position to do any comparisons as of now, or is it too early to say much about this versus competition?
But you do have to remember that a lot of companies have not yet launched products that they've introduced internationally earlier this year because of the lockdown situation and because of manufacturing capacity constraints. So we will see better competition emerging over the next few months. But as of now, Xiaomi at this price point for this category of ultralight laptop has a pretty good value proposition in terms of the modern CPU, the discrete GPU, the metal body, the low weight, Now you can get other types of laptops. You can get gaming laptops, which are of course more powerful, but will be heavier and weigh more. You can get much lighter portable units, but they probably won't have the same kind of specifications. So right now we think that Xiaomi has found a pretty interesting niche for itself. And we think that if people are willing to give this brand a try, that they'll be quite happy with the Mi Notebook. And that applies for the Core i7 version of the Mi Notebook 14 Horizon Edition, which is what we have tested.
Okay, that sounds promising so far. So a lot more details will be there in the review, which will be published along with this podcast. So you can definitely check out everything you need to know. I suppose we'll have all sorts of details like benchmark scores and all in case you're interested in those kinds of things.
Oh, yes. So when it comes to buying a laptop, the number one thing that you should be aware of is that it's not just about specifications on paper. I always try to advise people to go to a shop and try out laptops firsthand, because everything from the keyboard quality to the trackpad to the layout to how you feel about it to the size and the weight matters very, very much. And especially in a heavily commoditized market where a lot of manufacturers offer exactly the same specifications, that becomes very important. Hmm. So with this laptop being sold primarily online, you might not have that benefit. So please do make sure to check out our review, because we are your eyes and your ears, and we'll tell you what you need to know before you make your decision to buy it.
Yep, totally true. So a lot of coverage is going to come up around this on gadgets360.com. Just stay tuned to that. And I suppose with that, we can wrap this episode of Orbital. We'll be back with one more episode next week. In the meantime, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram at Gadgets360. You can also go to the YouTube channel in particular to check out a couple of videos around the Mi Notebook. Those might interest you. You'll get to see it in the flesh and also make a few of your observations around what you like about it and what you don't like. The review video is also going to be coming up fairly soon. Now, if you listen to this podcast on any podcast app of your choice, such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or whichever other app there is, please subscribe to the show and rate it and review it. These things, they help us a lot. Thank you so much for listening. And as I said before, we'll be back next week.